Greetings and welcome to the third episode of Two Old Dolphins. I'm Scott, and with me is my friend Alex. Woo! Love those drums. I have a big set of them sitting in the corner of my garage. I haven't played them in 10 years. Maybe it's time to get them back out. Anyways, today, Alex and I are going to go through the schedule and make our predictions for the season. It's a lot of fun. We've been doing it for a long time. We do it every year, and now you can join us.
And I think this year it would be great if we do it now and then maybe just revisit once before the start of the season, barring any crazy injuries from any teams.
Yeah. So obviously we're going to make the pick with the assumption that the starting lineup is what we expect the starting lineup to be.
Sure. And that and the same for both sides.
And I think right. And so,
because if Brady goes down tomorrow, I'll take our chances against New England.
Yeah, can't disagree there. They had a great backup quarterback, but he's gone. Right. So the first game of the season is on September 9th.
Tennessee
Titans in Miami.
Well, the history, we've played 36 times, including the times that we played them as the Houston Oilers, and we've won 20, the Dolphins, and they've won 16. So overall, we've got sort of their number.
I cannot remember the Titans beating us in quite a while. This could be my old age memory thing, but especially in Miami. I don't remember losing to them in a very long time. So... the Titans have a new head coach, and a new head coach means new coaches under him, new schemes, you know, getting used to his players, all that sort of stuff. And this is his first game as a head coach. I don't see him coming to Miami and beating the Dolphins. I don't see it. I give that a win, and we'll be, and it, in my estimation, we'll be 1-0.
I agree with you. I think the fact that it is the head coach's first game. In Miami, chances are very strong that Miami will walk away with this victory.
Dolphin Nation will be like, yes, we're undefeated. Woo-hoo.
It's a great game. I mean, I think it's a great way to start for Miami. I'm not too happy about the next three games, but let's move on.
Okay, I think we're going to differ pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So week two, we go to New York to play the Jets.
I guess I got to get it out of the way. As Dolphin fans, we hate the Jets.
We do.
I can't stand them. I don't know if any time in my life I've ever rooted for the Jets for anything. So it's a tough thing for me to say, but let's give you a little history on it. We've played these
There might have been a time where I rooted for them to beat the Patriots.
Maybe. That's a tough. The Jets, before let's get into it, let's look at the Jets themselves. Do you have any comments on the team and what's happened with them?
I think they're going to have lousy quarterback play, which has been historically the thing for them.
You don't trust the young rookie there?
Well, I don't think the rookie's going to start.
No?
No.
I think he will.
I don't think he'll start. I think he'll end up coming in early in the season. And I think he's going to be overwhelmed and... for the most part, not play well. I don't think the Jets are good. I think we end up with a better record than the Jets do this year.
Really?
I do.
Hmm. And do you see the fact that the game is at New York?
Yeah. I don't care.
You don't care. Okay. The Jets last year were 5-11.
It's early in the season. It'll be warm. The cold's not a factor. So we were better than them last year, too.
I think they're probably going to do worse than that this year. But historically, we've played them 104 times. They beat us 54. We won 49. We tied them once. I was at that game. I believe it was a 28-28 game. And it was terrible because we should have won. But long story. I just don't see Miami winning that game.
You don't?
I do not.
So you have us at 1-1?
At 1-1, correct. Yep.
I think the bottom line is I think we're better than the Jets, and we're going to remain better than the Jets, and so we're going to beat them. I have us at 2-0. Ooh, Boy, does that sound positive.
Boy, are you drinking the Kool-Aid, but okay. Mm. Next, the Raiders come to town, right?
Yes.
I ever tell you my favorite Raider story was there was a game, and we were playing at Miami at the Orange Bowl, and the crowd went crazy, and the Raiders were coming out, and some of us were stunned what was going on. Because this was the Orange Bowl when the fans were nuts. And the crowd, it was a big roar. And Ted Hendricks came out, and he had a hurricane hat on. Mm-hmm. And of course, it was illegal. He got fined the whole nine yards, but he couldn't care less. He was just a rebel. And it was really the my only coolest point with the Raiders. And since then, when I first moved to L.A., I saw them play quite a bit at the Coliseum.
Your favorite urinal.
My favorite giant urinal. So, well, having said that, the Raiders, I think, now they got their new head coach, Gruden, mm-hmm. A Florida boy.
Have you been a Chucky believer, even
yes.
in the past?
Yes.
I'm not. I've never yes. been.
He's proven it. He did very well in Oakland. He did obviously very well in Tampa.
He won a Super Bowl.
Won a Super Bowl. He.
Everybody says Dungy built the team, and he won with it.
Well, he won.
He did win.
He won. And if you look, he did very well in Oakland. I mean, he can coach.
It seemed like every time we looked for a coach, which was, what, every 3 years or so, his name would come up, at least among the fans talking, if not among the media, saying, well, Chucky's out there. Did you ever want him to be a Dolphins coach?
Yes.
I was always on the fence. I don't know what I don't like. I never liked him.
They were 6-10 last year. They had all their issues.
Right. Quarterback hurt.
I think Cooper, a Miami boy, I think he's one of the greatest receivers in the NFL, one mm-hmm. of the most talented receivers, has had his issues with drops, but I think Gruden is going to get his head straight. Carr is it's one of the, I think, top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL, and he has proven it. When he's on his game, he's fantastic.
But they have a terrible offensive line and no running game.
That's true, but they do have a very good defense, or a very young, decent.
It's not good.
It's a decent young defense, and I think they're gonna be much improved this year. I see them, you know, beating us.
I think Chucky has the team upside down from where they were. And it's going to take a while for them to get on the Chucky train. I think you can't win without a running game and a decent offensive line, and that they don't have one. I think we pressure the crap out of Carr, and he makes mistakes, and we beat him on turnovers. So I'm going to give us a win. But boy, this sounds off to a 3-0 start in my book.
Well, I'm 1-2, and I think realistically. Oakland, and by the way, give you a little history on Oakland. We've played them 34 times. They beat us 17 times. We beat them 16, and we tied once.
That's pretty damn close.
What's your most memorable Oakland game? Well, I've got a couple. There was one that Jay Fielder won with the last second scramble.
Hmm.
That was unreal. He showed such grit. He was at no time on the clock, and he scrambled in for a touchdown, which was incredible. And then, of course, the heartbreaker when we lost that game in the playoffs. And I think it was Stabler that threw that pass. Somebody was all over him. Bill Stanfield was like was sacking him, and he threw this pass, and you know they got a lucky touchdown. It stopped us from going to our fourth straight Super Bowl. That was a horrifying moment. But yeah, I remember that game very well. It was at Oakland. It would have been the fourth straight Super Bowl for the Dolphins.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's so Oakland, I don't like Oakland at all, but I think Gruden's going to get him on the right road. I am a Chucky believer. I love his intensity. I love his grit. I think the Oakland, they're going to play hard, and he's going to be back in Florida. That's his home state. He'll be fired up.
I think that has nothing to do with it.
I think Cooper going back home to Miami, we've seen it a million times.
We have. That could be something.
And Cooper's going to light up the scoreboard. I hate to say it. I see Oakland winning and probably winning, you know, by a touchdown.
I think Minkah Fitzpatrick gets his first interception as a Dolphin during this game.
And he'll probably do it against the Jets.
Yeah, that would be better earlier. Well,
we got to talk about our young defense.
You know, I
on.
Heard the local radio yahoos. I listen to the local sports radio station pretty frequently, but I don't like any of the shows. Some I like less than others.
I like Big O.
But, well, I'm not talking about local Miami.
Oh, you're not.
I'm
you're
talking about
local
San Diego. Yeah.
Well, I kind of, I agree with you.
I listen to Big O almost every day.
I love Big O.
He's my favorite guy.
He's a lot of fun.
Yep. they were talking about Gruden is showing films, game films from the 70s to his players during training camp right now. What do you think of that?
I think he can do whatever the hell he wants. He won the Super Bowl. He's going to be fun. He's going to be exciting. He's going to teach these guys how to win and have grit. You're going to see a change in Oakland. He's a connection to the past. He is a proven winner. I like the guy. I think they're going to have a great
I don't
year.
Like him, and I think he fails in Oakland, and okay. I think we beat their ass.
So. I hope so, but I don't think so. Okay, next comes the Pats. Is that game in Miami or is that in New England?
That one's in New England.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Well, let me do my record against New England. This is a positive note. We've played New England 102 times. We've won 53, and they've won 49. A lot of those victories came during the 70s. And
yeah, that's a surprising record given what we've been through over the last 15 years.
But, yeah, well, we were the team that beats New England the most. Let's not forget that.
We have found a way during many of these seasons to beat them once.
Yes. We find a way to play them late in the season when the game is meaningless for New England a couple of years.
Yeah.
And
yep.
we had that game that we talked that Ronnie Brown, six Wildcat plays, five touchdowns.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
We've had our moments. We've had our moments against the Pats, but this game is at New England early in the season. Tom Brady is in full gear. They've got Amendola coming back home or whatever, the $24 million receiver. And what's going to happen in that game? How is New England faring? I mean, they obviously have taken their hits, losing a couple of talented guys. They lost Malcolm Butler, who they didn't even play. We didn't talk us. He's now playing at Tennessee. We'll be playing against him the first game of the season.
I don't care.
And they lost their running back. And they've lost a few guys out there. New England is not, they did take a little hit on talent. Their offensive line, they've heard, is doing very well.
Here's the thing.
They still got Brady.
Yeah. Year after year, I have hoped and prayed and pretended or fantasized about them getting worse. And then year after year, they come out and they're the same team. And I think this particular game, Dolphins are, I have us at 3-0, so we're flying high. And team has a lot of confidence. And Tom Brady and Bill Belichick take us down a couple of notches. And hand us a beatdown in New England, like a 2-score or more victory over us.
Really?
Yep.
So now you see, I have a loss. Obviously, I don't see how Miami's going to win in New England. And
so you have us at 1-3, and I have us at 3-1.
Yeah, I don't know. I think one of us is going to be very... I think, well, depending. I mean, we're both going to be happy if Miami wins.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't... Again, I'm looking at this again. The only team that's beatable and easy is the Titans because of all the facts we said. New England, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
It's just tough.
We go to our New England and we get a beatdown. That's what I think is going to happen here.
Now, the next week... We stay on the road, and the next week we go to Cincinnati.
You know, I think Cincinnati is an overall better team than us, and I think they've been an overall better team than us for a long time, but there's something there. Every time we play them, every time we go to Cincinnati, I have all kinds of memories of Cincinnati games, and a lot of them are in Cincinnati. We always beat them. We always find a way to beat them. And I'm just going to go with a gut feeling on this one. I don't have like a strong, you know, our quarterback is better than theirs. I think they're pretty even, you know. They have a better alpha receiver. They have, you know, potentially good running game, but a questionable offensive line. This one's a coin flip, and I'm feeling like a little bit of that 2016 magic is happening early in the season rather than late in the season, and that somehow we pull out a miracle and beat the Bengals on the road. I have a 4-1.
I say Cincinnati is a team that doesn't have they're probably talented-wise, I say they're pretty even with Miami.
Yeah.
Maybe a notch above us.
Maybe not a notch above.
But not much. The fact that it's in Cincinnati obviously plays 3 points towards Cincinnati. Cincinnati is also a team that we sort of had their numbers throughout the year. We've played them 21 times. We beat them 15 times. Mm-hmm. So throughout the years, we seem to always find a way to win against Cincinnati. I am not a believer in anything in Cincinnati. They do have a decent wide receiver.
Yep. An average quarterback.
An average quarterback who has good moments and bad moments. I see us. I've been flip flopping on this. You and I have called it a victory, a loss, a victory. I went back to a victory on this.
I did too. I had a victory, and then I crossed it off, and I put a loss, and then I said, you know what? This is one of those ones where both the history and the feeling that I have says it's a win.
Yeah, I think after the Pats game, we need a victory, and it's a solid victory for Miami. I think we'll pull it off and win. So now I have us at 2-3, and you have us at
4-1.
Wow.
Yeah, I see us starting strong.
I can see. Oh, we'll talk about December.
Mm-hmm. We are not at December yet.
Oh boy.
Reality may hit. Then we'll see.
Well. Next comes the Bears, and that's a young team with a very talented young quarterback with a couple of very nice running backs, even a very impressive young aggressive defense. Not like the old Bears. They're probably the greatest defense I ever saw.
Games in Miami. We beat that impressive defense, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
We prevented them from being undefeated. I'll never forget that game.
I still remember that little catch that Clayton made off the ricochet, and he ran it in for a touch. It was unbelievable. It was like everything went our way. I remember my buddy called me. I was living in Los Angeles at the time, and he said that they were hanging teddy bears from Flagler Street all the way up to the Orange Bowl. That's when I knew, when that crowd went that crazy. That's a home field advantage, which, by the way, I think it'll come to play if we start winning these games, like you said. Miami will have, I mean, that stadium was loud. Mm-hmm. Now the way it's configured, the new configuration.
I don't know what game we're going to go to, but we have to go to
a game. We have to. We'll sneak down there for some game. And yeah. It all really depends a lot on what the schedule is and what's happening, you know, because Miami, that victory against the Bears, in my book, puts us at 500, which I think we're going to beat the Bears.
For me, God, I so resist the Kool-Aid, because a few months ago when I was watching all the offseason moves and I got so angry at this team, and especially the management aspect of this team, I had us not winning very many games, but maybe I've just been listening to too many other podcasts and radio shows in preparation from doing this, and some of the Kool-Aid is just seeped in through my skin by osmosis. I have us at 5-1. And I think the Florida media is starting to go crazy, and the talk shows are going crazy, and all the podcasters are going crazy. And I advise caution over the craziness, but I have us at 5-1, which is a great start.
Well, I mean, I think the Bears are going to be a much improved team. I think this game is going to be a hard-fought game. But
Well, the other thing about the Bears is they also have a brand-new coach, a guy who's never been a head coach before, Matt Nagy. Right? Kansas City's offensive coordinator. And I just see them being up and down with a new coach. Same thing. New coach, new scheme, all that sort of stuff.
A couple of our better seasons, in our history was with guys who had never been a head coach before.
That's true. We talked about last week, Tony.
Tony and also Saban didn't have a bad year. Wanstead didn't have a bad year. Well, but still Wanstead had been a head coach before, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was a Bears head coach.
Oh, wow, yeah. Terrible. Okay. Well, moving along, the next game we're going to stay playing the black and blue division and play the Lions. Mm-hmm. And where's that game at?
That game is home. Home game. Hard Rock Stadium.
It'll be an interesting game.
This is the differential for me, home versus away. I think we win this game too. Another new head coach. We have a lot of new head coaches in the beginning of our thing. And here's the thing. People love to hire, you know, Patriots coordinators. But think about how well Patriots coordinators have done once
they've
left.
Very poor. Very poor.
And have you been impressed the last couple of years with New England's defense?
In the Super Bowl, they couldn't stop anybody.
Yeah. I mean, they were exposed.
Yeah, I.
How much of that is coaching versus, you know, the drop-off in talent?
You know, the Lions are one of those teams that we haven't played a lot. I mean, we played them 11 times. Our record is 7-4 against them. I see the Lions as one of those teams that's always just not impressive.
They're always mediocre.
Mediocre.
You know, you start to think that they're good, and then they lose, and... just never seem to, since Barry Sanders was there, they've never really found a running back. I think their quarterback puts up hellacious numbers, especially when he has Megatron to throw to. But he doesn't have Megatron anymore. He's retired.
He's got Marvin Jones now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny enough, I don't see the Lions as a threat, but I got to say, I just see them beating us in this game, but barely. And I just went back and forth in that game as well. And I just don't see... I see the Dolphins not hanging on to that game and losing at the very end.
What did you think... I'm going to stay on Matt Patricia for a minute. Mm-hmm. What did you think about his sexual assault? 1996, when he was in college.
They didn't know much about it.
Yeah. I read a little bit about it. And I think... You know, I remember myself being... a little bit irritated by the way things come from deep in the past as people dig looking for something negative on somebody, right? But then I read into it a little bit, and, you know, there was a motion to dismiss in the case, right?
Well,
But it's because the accuser wouldn't come to court. And the reason she gave for, you know, when they ultimately pressed it out of her was that the victim does not feel she can face the pressures or stress of a trial. Now, it was Patricia and one other player from the football team, right? Think about that old thing where football players get big, aggressive dudes and always seem to get the benefit of the doubt, especially the farther back you go, the more that really seemed to be the case. And some girl
this
that
was... 1976?
96.
Oh, 96.
Yeah, okay. It's not that far back. I don't know.
I don't know. It's not that far back, and I don't know. I don't know much about the case. It's hard for me to comment on it, and I don't know. Basically... I'm amazed it comes up now after all these years.
Right. Well, he's been, you know, in New England. Did they dig that up? You know, the guy, team president Rod Wood, said he worked with Matt Patricia for like 10 years in New England and didn't know about the incident. So it was definitely one of those buried skeletons, right?
New England... as a way of, you know, they investigate their players very well. I'm shocked at that, or their coaches and everyone.
Do they investigate and then hide it?
I don't see that. I really don't.
I'm just looking for some ammo to load my gun up and shoot at New England.
Yeah, I mean, I really, you know, no, I think the Lions overall are going to be an impressive better team. I just don't see them. Again, you know, it's early on. We'll have to see. Who knows? Injuries. So many things are going to change everything we're talking today. But
yeah.
So far, I would say we're going to lose that game at the end. And so next is the Texans.
You think we're going to lose to the Lions?
Yeah, I do. The last play, yeah. I see that as a close game. At the end, the Lions will kick a field goal and win.
So I had us winning.
I have us losing.
Which puts us at 6-1 in my book.
Which probably puts you very close to having some sort of psychological testing done on you, but okay. All right, 6-1, that's
nice.
This
is not the conversation we had 2 months ago.
Yeah, and I'm pretty much holding my guns. I see us right now with the Lions. I still have us with only, 3 victories?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm 3-4?
Yep.
Okay. Next comes the Texans.
Okay, that's in Houston. I think we get beat down 2.
And I got to say something. Last year, you know, we both play fantasy football. Mm-hmm. Watson was one of those things that I picked this kid up, and I was amazed by what I was seeing from this kid.
Incredible when a rookie comes out and does that, especially one that wasn't expected to do that.
Since Dan Marino, I have never seen a quarterback rookie play this well. He was, it was like magical. It was consistently.
I got goosebumps watching him. I watched him a couple of games.
I mean, when he went down, my heart broke because I really think we're seeing a special player. And I believe I'm amazed how many people doubt him because he showed it in college. He showed it in the pros.
Did your heart break because he was your fantasy quarterback?
That sure as hell did. I mean, I lost
my heart
league
broke
because
DeAndre Hopkins was my fantasy wide receiver.
Yeah, boy, that changed. The minute that kid went down, that whole offense disappeared. But that's one talented team. That really is one talented team.
When they're healthy, I think they're playoff bound for sure.
Their defense is mean when they have, you know, Watts and all those guys. I mean, they seem to have all gears on. And that game that they played against Seattle.
I have to admit, I love J.J. Watt.
Oh,
I love him.
He loves him. That kid, great heart, great human being.
Yep.
And that game against Seattle last year, I think, was the best game in the NFL. That was the most incredible game, how it went back and forth the whole game between in Seattle. He didn't care about how bad their defense, and I'm playing in Seattle. He just went up there as a rookie and lit him up.
And went crazy.
Lit him up.
Yep.
So I see us losing that game. And by the way, do you know what our record is against the Texans?
It's not good.
Oh, it's not good.
Yeah.
It's the worst of any team.
Yeah. I remember when they were a brand new team and Sammy Smith single-handedly lost that game against them, and I've never...
He fumbled at the one-inch line.
And they've always found
several times, right?
Twice.
Twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, to me, I don't like Sammy Smith for many reasons.
I think we talked about him already, too.
Yeah, we did. The Seminole, and Shula saying that he was the... What did he call him? He called him the mix of Mercury Morris and Larry Sanka.
Yeah, here's where we're getting old and starting to repeat ourselves.
He couldn't carry the jockstrap of either one of those guys. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
we both have losses against the Texans.
Oh, big time! And by the way, 1-7. We've won one game, and they beat us 7 times.
Oh. Well, this is another loss, so we're going to be 1-8. But have us at 6-2, which is still a very positive record. And you have us?
Well, 3-4, right? No.
No, 8 games.
8 games? Okay, 3-5.
Ugh. Yeah, that's bad.
Well, it's reality.
Yeah, we get to play the Jets again next.
And that game is in Miami.
Yes, Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah, we're going to win that game.
Yep. Here, at some point between the first game and this game, I think is where they're going to be having a quarterback controversy because none of their quarterbacks are going to be playing well, whether it be the rookie or, McCown. He's the guy who's probably going to start the season.
Yeah, I see the Jets.
I think the Jets continue to suck. I think their coach gets fired at the end of this year.
Maybe midseason, games in.
I think we're 2-0 against them, and that's it for their coach.
No, I see 1-1, and I see us at 4-5.
Mm-hmm. I have us at 7-2, and I promise you I'm not the type of guy to go crazy and Andy Cohen on us. I'm too old for that. but I just think the schedule works out for us so far. And we end up with a really great beginning record. You know, I almost visualize like us watching the way we used to, the Power Poll, the ESPN Power Poll, and that sort of thing. And, you know, we start out at like number 30, something horrible. We're all embarrassed at the beginning of the season, and then we win and we win and we win. And all of a sudden we start to drop down and we start to get excited. And we're like, this looks like a playoff year. Stand by, people.
Yeah. Well, okay.
That was week 9 against the Jets. Do you have anything else to say about our Jets matchup? Maybe Jets. We should go to that game. Should I bet?
You know, I have had bad luck in Jet games.
You have.
I sat down and I've watched us, like I said earlier, in the tie when we should have destroyed them by 5 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. I went to a Jet shutout in mm-hmm. Miami that season that I witnessed 2 shutouts. I don't feel good.
In all these years, I've only been to 1 Dolphins Jets game.
No, to me, I've been to too many. And the games in Miami back in the day, and no matter what, you still get these Jet fans, and it is an annoying thing. It's just something I don't like. I mean, I can't stand the Jet fans.
So you don't want to go to that game?
No, not
November
really.
4th?
I don't want to get irritated.
we both picked it as a win.
I honestly rather go to the next game.
The next game is the Packers in Green Bay.
Yeah, we get to go to the...
You want to go to the frozen tundra in the middle of November.
Sounds great to me. We'll freeze our ass off, but you know what? We're going to get to go to a mecca of football. Wish it was Miami, but it's not. That's a hell of a game. We're going to be outside eating sausages with these Packer fans. They're nice people, right?
I've always heard that.
They're nice people. Well, we were here when the Super Bowl, and they were nice.
Yeah, they were.
They're nice people. They're all shareholders in the team. They're all happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're dealing with the only game in town. I think that would be if we did an event, that's an event.
Was it the Holiday Bowl or the Poinsettia Bowl where we were?
Poinsettia Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where
yeah,
I had the free tickets. So
with
we
Rogers.
Went. Yeah, and we were playing GM even back then, folks. And we went to see Aaron Rodgers to evaluate whether we should pick him during the draft.
Well, there was a running back kid that was looking good too. Rodgers, we loved him.
Yeah, but Texas Tech beat him.
Yeah, but he looked great.
Yeah.
He looked great. I mean, to me, you can't lose when you're that good.
Mm-hmm.
Not in reality.
I mean, he was scrambling left and scrambling right and singing that ball over the place, and we were like, oh, yes, we should draft him.
It's like
Let's draft him. And of course, we did not draft him.
Well, and I got to tell you, I've told you this a million times. The best quarterbacks. I mean, Miami's got a corner on the skill positions. South Florida, Dade County. You know, you got so much talent coming out of running back, wide receiver. I was just mentioning Cooper earlier, but let's not forget that Andre Brown. I mean, Andre Johnson, Miami
right.
guy. Brown, the kid from the Steelers. All these kids are Miami City proper kids. And those are some great receivers. But quarterbacks, the best quarterbacks in the world come from California.
I always thought Andre Johnson would come back to Miami and finish with us the way Gore's doing right now. Why the heck? I guess he went to the Colts because they were going to give him
money. Quarterback. He had a better quarterback over
That's
there.
True.
And just wanted to get a couple of nice passes and not get killed out there.
Could be.
But the best quarterbacks in the NFL, par none, are Californians. And Rodgers, one of them. Brady, even though Michigan, but he's a NorCal kid. Elway. Even Alex Smith, who's a pretty decent quarterback. Another Elway. I mean, that's a lot of talent that came from California.
Well, I don't know if my wife will let me go to 2 games in 1 season. And I really want to go see, you know, the Dolphins in Miami this year. We don't have any West Coast games to go to.
No, so. But I got to say, the Packer is very intriguing.
Because it is to me, too.
It gets something off my bucket list to go to go to that stadium. And we might even compete. But will we win that game? We've played the Packers 14 times. We've beat them 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
So we have done very well against the Packers.
We have.
It is in a cold part of town.
I remember the last time Aaron Rodgers came to town. Do you remember what happened when he came to town last time?
No. What happened?
Last drive. Last.
Oh, he beat us. That's
right. He came down and, you know, needed a touchdown, couldn't win with a field goal, and got it. Yeah, I think the same thing happens in this game. I think it's a close game. We might even be winning, all excited, and then Rodgers pulls his magic on us and we lose.
And Jimmy Graham catches a touchdown pass.
I keep forgetting he went there.
Jimmy Graham's there. They got they don't have no Jordy Nelson.
When has Rodgers ever been successful throwing to a tight end? He just doesn't seem to.
Doesn't seem to care about tight ends.
Yeah, that's weird.
But he's got a great weapon, and he's got no Jordy Nelson. He's gone. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting, but he doesn't really. He
but
makes
Green Bay
receivers.
Is one of those places where wide receivers just seem to pop up. When one falls, another one pops up.
I think Adams is going to have one hell of a season, mm-hmm. and I believe that the running back, either this kid, Aaron, or the one of these two young running backs is going to excel, and they're going to be fine on offense. Their problem is always their defense. It just hasn't been up to par. The Packers in their home turf.
It's getting cold now.
Yeah, I see a loss there.
We go there. We have to break out all of our winter gear.
So, buddy, I'm 4-6.
I am 7-3. Loss to Green Bay. We have a bye week, week 11.
Okay.
Nothing to happen.
So we're not
going to
lose that, yep. For sure. Yeah.
That actually coordinates perfectly for the birthday season in my household. Both my son and my daughter are just a little over a week apart. So those birthday parties can happen in peace with no Dolphin games.
And what's the week on that? That's November?
Yeah, November 18th.
Wow, both my family, it's all September kids.
Yep.
Actually, September, August. The 13th of each month. Okay, next game is the Colts, right?
That's right. I think the Colts are the worst team. I think the Browns have a better record than the Colts next year. I think the Colts are the worst team in the NFL.
I think Gore is going to be excited about that game.
Yeah, I think he wants to do a little payback.
Yeah, I see the same thing. And yeah. I've been flip-flopping on that one,
so
too.
So even though it's in Indy, I think we go up there and we just give them a beatdown. And actually, of all the games I picked as wins... I just have a feeling that we're actually going to, for once, put our foot on somebody's throat and pull away from them. So, like, it's not even a close game. Like, we own them from the beginning, and we stay out of them the entire game.
And our record against the Colts, by the way, it's 71 games. Now, the reason we have so many games against the Colts, they used to be in our division for so many years.
Right.
The Colts were, matter of fact, we avoided drafting Drew Brees because we wanted to draft.
Oh, God, please don't bring that one up.
Well, I just got to tell you.
Wonstadt, I still want to wring his neck over this.
And he said that it was the worst mistake he ever made.
Yep.
Because there was people in the locker room.
How could you not draft a quarterback?
There were people in that green room that were fighting for Drew Brees, and he overrode them and said, you know what, we're going for the corner because of Peyton Manning.
Yep. And he picked Fletcher, and Fletcher sucked.
Yep. I don't care if we would have gotten Deion Sanders. I mean, I would have taken Drew Brees.
Yeah, me too. There's no question.
That's my opinion.
His worst.
Even though I would have been okay with Deion Sanders, but yeah. But I would. Drew Brees
his
is
worst
a
call,
Hall of Famer.
Wonstadt's worst call. Probably what wrecked his career. He might still be the.
He could have still been our head coach instead of Pittsburgh or wherever he ended up now with the Panthers. Actually, over there.
But yeah, he's gone from there too. I don't know where he is these days.
He's an analyst.
We'll have to look him up. Yeah, maybe
he's telling everybody what a bad pick he made. Okay, I've been flip flopping on that. I mean, I think we should win that game, and if of course luck, depending on his health, he's such a great quarterback, he can carry a team. But I think given how bad the Colts are and everything, we should win that game. So,
yep.
And by the way, we've played them 71 times. We beat them 45 times. To give you an idea on that, we have beaten New England 53 times. Mm-hmm. We've beaten the Jets 49 times.
Yeah, the Jets have the series on us.
And we beat the Bills 59 times.
So we have the series on the Bills.
Big time.
The Patriots and the Colts.
Yes.
It's only the Jets that have it on us.
And it's barely. It's been just barely. But the Colts 45-26. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to change on that one, and I'm going to put a W for us.
Yay.
So, oh, my God, I convinced Alex, sort of, or he convinced himself.
I probably talked myself into that one. But so now I'm 5-6.
Yep. You still have a set of losing record. I have Dolphin Nation soaring high, 8-3.
Wow.
8-3.
Well, I should put some money in Vegas on that one. You would have won already weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is the over-under?
Last time I heard it was 6.
Wow.
Yep.
The next game...
might be 6.5.
The next game is the Bills.
Yep. And this is at home at Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah. I have us winning.
I have us winning also. I did not... I was hoping that we would draft a quarterback, but I was also hoping that it was not going to be the one they drafted. You liked him.
I like him. Yeah. I like him. I think he's a big kid with a good arm, and I
see Ryan Leaf 2.0.
Not at all. Ryan Leaf was an idiot.
Yes.
And this guy.
So is this guy.
I don't think he is. Okay. No, I don't think. We'll see. I mean, I like him. I wish we would have drafted him. But okay, so. Here's where all hell breaks loose for me.
Mm-hmm.
We're now 6-6 in my book.
Well, I have us beating the Bills. I haven't said that yet.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Okay. That's a smart move.
I think Buffalo is exactly the same as they were last year, only they have a terrible offense.
Okay, and so how long is McCoy?
Their defense is good, and their offense is terrible. And Shady loses a step.
How long is Shady going to keep this up? I mean, he's, what is he, 35, 34? What is this guy?
He's younger than Gore.
Well, Gore's not our feature back.
Yeah.
This guy's a feature back.
Yeah.
I don't think he's, and then the kid from Florida State they had, did he get into drug problems or something? He got into some issues. And now they got that William kid, right? He's hurt, and they don't, what wide receivers do they have?
They give them all up.
They don't have a wide receiver.
They had that guy from Philadelphia who sucked to begin with.
Yeah, he stinks. And that whole team has got nothing. And their defense, I'm not that blown away
by
them.
Their defense is pretty good, and I think they continue to be pretty good.
I'm not that blown away.
But I think their offense is so bad that they don't win very many games because they can't score points this year.
No, I think they're all taking a step
back. I think
back.
Their quarterback will be a turnover machine, too.
Well, I think their quarterback...
most inaccurate guy coming out of the draft.
Well, I think the guy, if you coach that kid up, that kid's got talent.
Did they have the coach to coach him up?
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. I do know one thing.
Having grown up in Bills territory, I have such a... I hate the Bills almost as much as the Jets. Yeah.
That's hard. The Jets to me are...
I know. But I mean, I was so used to beating them down year after year after year and going to those games in Buffalo and seeing us beat them and just being ecstatic. And then the Jim Kelly years happened and we couldn't touch him.
Well, that's why we have such a... we have 59 victories as the team that we've beaten the most in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because for like a whole decade, we never lost to them. Which has never been done by any team. There's no team that's taken a complete decade, the 70s, the 60s, or the 80s, or the 90s, any one of those decades. We took the whole 70s and beat them home and away every single year.
I got so sick of them, you know, going to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row.
And losing and looking the only one year they look okay.
Yeah, against they should have beaten the Giants.
And they missed a field goal. Yeah. The famous, the classic. Right.
But I went to a Cowboys bar in New York, a Cowboys bar. Mm-hmm. Wore my Dolphins hat, but put a little blue star on the side of it. I hated the Bills so much, I was rooting for the Cowboys.
Well, I was rooting for the Cowboys. I was rooting for Jimmy Johnson. It was, you know, the Kane connection, and mm-hmm. I was really happy. And that team, you know, Michael Irvin, they had a lot of talent from Miami. City of and you know, Hurricanes. Now comes the hell part of the season for me. I'm at 6-6 and barely 6-6.
I'm at 9-3.
And you're completely insane.
And everyone thinks, oh my God.
You are completely insane.
We're going to the playoffs. Everyone's super excited.
Oh God.
The smack is flying. You know, you can't turn on a Miami radio station where everyone's not like, Dolphins, Dolphins, Dolphins. And here's where I advise caution. Here's where that little dark thing and my gut starts to rise.
This is horrific. This part of the schedule is mm-hmm. to me, there's no way to survive it. Best case scenario, the last four games, I want to have I'm going to say if we get lucky, we go 1-3. Most likely 0-4, but let's go. The Patriots.
Okay, Patriots at Hard Rock Stadium. Even though we found a way to win this game pretty frequently, I don't know if you could say frequently, but we found a way to win this game usually. I think we're all flying high. We all think we're going to the playoffs. We're all believing in ourselves.
We're playing in New England too early. If we'd have played them a little bit later in the schedule, I would say we have a chance.
I think we're all going to throw up when Tom Terrific gets the ball back with a minute 20 in the game and takes him down the field and gets the go-ahead score with no time left on the clock. We've seen this movie 1,000 times.
I think we'll be competitive.
And it happens to us again. Close game, and Tom beats us.
I find that Belichick will shut out Amendola, whoever heard him the last game, and it's going to be...
Wait.
If he's still around.
You predicted
out.
Him gone by game 6, so...
Yeah, he's probably gone.
He's not around
preseason.
For this game.
Yeah, you're right, he's not. And then we'll use that as an excuse of why we lost to the Pats. it's a tough one. The next game...
So I was at 9-4 now.
Yeah, and I'm at 6-7 mm-hmm. with the slip about the start. The Vikings. Now, in my humble opinion, the Vikings are probably the most talented team in the NFL. Top 2, top 3, for sure, if not number 1.
I like the Eagles better. I think they're number 2 in the NFC.
I think their defense is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I think Cousin is an upgrade. I believe that Cooks being healthy.
Yeah.
You got a top 5 running back.
I think they run over that division.
You got a 5 top running back. You have a top 2 defense, if not top 1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have a great running back. You have a quarterback, which I think is an upgrade. And you have strong receivers, and mm-hmm. you have a solid tight end. What more do you want?
They're Super Bowl bound. I'm picking them.
By the way, where are we playing?
Actually, I just said I like the Eagles better. So, honestly, it's a coin flip, and it depends where the game is going to be between the Eagles and the Vikings.
I think the Vikings. If we talk predicting Super Bowl, I'm going to say between the Vikings and the Falcons myself.
Yeah, that's not what the show today is about.
No, but that's if we're talking Super Bowl, watch out for those two teams.
But we're going to Minnesota to play this game.
No, it doesn't matter where we played it.
Right.
Minnesota just makes it worse.
You know how every year we have a number of games that we look back on as embarrassments?
Yeah, the Ravens.
You know, like the Ravens last year.
Or any time we play the Ravens.
I mean, not just last year, any time we play the Ravens.
Just say the Ravens and it becomes a nightmare.
That team has our number. Oh, my God. I don't want to know what our record against them is. I'm glad we don't play them this year because I'm sick of it.
I feel like that cartoon character in Lion King, every time you mention the name, I go, oh, I shiver. It's terrible. The Ravens, they definitely have our number. But the Vikings, and by the way, we did beat the Vikings when it counted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, two old guys can talk about that.
Sure.
We beat the hell
That's
out of
That's what
you're
them. Listening to.
We beat
two old Dolphins.
We beat the hell out of them when 1973,
mm-hmm.
our second Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Last Super Bowl that we won, but we dominated them, and I think Greasy passed the ball 7 times the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
Just total dominance. Sanka ran for like 150
yards.
He
was unstoppable.
Just a fantastic, and we beat them 24-3, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Great game. But we've played them 11 times.
So we beat them down, and this time they're going to beat us
down.
No,
they're going to get even.
Yep.
If there's any old Viking fans, they're going to be enjoying this one. But we're 7-4.
Eric, Jeff, if you're listening to this, you remember our old term for this time of year? Even when we had Marino, we were using this term, the December slide.
That's right.
Yep.
And this is one team that, by the way, there's two teams in our schedule that we only have 11 games. The Lion is the other one. It's kind of funny.
Hmm.
The Packers, we've played 14 times. Who knows why?
Right.
But we played the Vikings 11 times, 7-4. Not good.
I remember touting that statistic at one point that the Packers had never beaten us, that there were two teams that had never beaten us, the Cardinals and the Packers. But I think both of those are gone.
The Packers have beat us 4 times, but we still got them 10 times. I mean,
Yeah.
Not bad.
All right.
Next comes another very talented.
I have
team.
Us at 9-5 now.
I have us at a loss, and so I now, have us at 6-8.
Now that's two losses in a row.
I have us at 6-8, mm-hmm. and that's because I flip flopped on a couple. But 6-8.
Mm-hmm.
Next comes the Jaguars.
Okay, this is back at home, Hard Rock Stadium,
against the most talented. We said the Vikings. I said the Vikings are the most talented. I would say mm-hmm. Vikings 1, Jaguars 2. Is my opinion. Many people say the other way around.
As far as defense goes.
Defense, yeah. Mm-hmm. So now you have a very solid defensive team.
Mm-hmm.
Lee is their lead receiver. Great running back, you know, Fournier. I mean, they do have talent on the offensive side.
They do.
But their defense is
only their quarterback
out.
Is suspect.
And their defense drafted that kid that I love from Florida now. I forget. It's just amazing. You know, a motor out kid. They really they even got better on defense. And I just see the quarterback, yes, but look at the way he played last year and look how he played in the playoffs.
He got to the AFC Championship game.
He played great.
He played good enough.
He played really well.
Yep.
Really well. Mm-hmm. He wasn't turning the ball over. He's scrambling. When they needed the yards and he couldn't pass, he ran.
Yep.
Use his legs.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bortles can be coached up, and I think they're gonna need this victory, and they're gonna get this victory. Unfortunately, and Miami's gonna fall now.
You know, one of the things that I have not been impressed with Gase is his schematics, his planning for an opponent, and I think that a really good defense, just talent wise, is something a nut that he can't crack, right? He just doesn't come up with enough delta between his vanilla game plan and, you know, when he's facing a particular opponent. I mean, one of the things that we secretly admire about Belichick is not only his ability to take away your weapon.
He always takes
right,
it away.
And take advantage of your weakness.
And keep going there.
Week after
week
after week.
Keep going there.
He changes his game plan to that. And I've never recognized that happen with Gase.
Listen, there was a Belichick game, and I believe it was Pittsburgh. It was one of these teams that he was playing that had an incredible defense.
He has
them.
Pittsburgh's number, too.
Yeah, but it was a team that just nobody could run on this team.
Mm.
And I just don't recall exactly who it was. We should look it up. But Brady never ran the ball. And I remember sitting watching this game in the fourth quarter going, the announcers going, they haven't ran the ball once. I'm thinking to myself, that guy's amazing. He just said, well, we can't run on these guys, so we're just going to pass the whole game. And guess who won the game? New England.
Yep.
And they said the first team ever to win a game without running the ball once. And do you think Belichick gave a hoots or a rat's ass about it? He didn't care.
No.
He wanted to win the game.
Yep.
He said, okay, I'm not going to run on these guys. I can't run on these guys. So guess what? I'm not going to run on them. And coaching tradition will tell us, and you and I probably years before would have been saying, you have
to run the ball.
You got to have balance. You got to run like our. But no, you know he did what he needed to do to win the game. And I agree with you. I'm not sure Gase is known or hasn't earned yet that reputation of being a strategist and a mm-hmm. game changer. And
I don't think he schemes for the opponent. And if he does, he's not good at it.
Yeah, well.
It's not recognizable. And so when we face an opponent that has raw talent on defense, that he's not going to find a way. And that's why we lose this game, because of coaching.
Yeah, I say more than that. We're losing it because they're a better team. They're just a damn better team.
There's that.
And they're kind of playing a home game anyway, down, you know, not that big of a deal.
I have us at 9-6 now. That's three losses in a row.
I have us a flip-flop of that at 6-9.
Mm-hmm.
And now comes a rough game.
Last game of the season.
And where is it?
It's in Buffalo.
Thank you.
And there will be snow and cold and crappy weather. And, boy, I can remember sitting there in the stands when I was a young man,
ugh,
freezing my you-know-what off.
Yeah, and I don't pity the Dolphins. I don't see us winning this game.
So even though I firmly believe that we are a better team than Buffalo, that we go up there and we have the wild card position on the line in this game, and we find a way to lose it.
I think
we complete the 4-game loss streak December slide, and it knocks us out of the playoffs.
Well, I agree with your December slide, but mine has us moving up in the draft position, you know, so that we can maybe get that quarterback to finally get a
6-win team isn't going to be near, you know. Still have to trade up to get one of the good quarterbacks.
You know what? Not really. I mean, we've seen Watson where he got drafted.
That's, well, you know.
I mean, talented players are drafted every year.
Remember where Marino got drafted.
I mean, we have a chance. I mean, overall, I see the Dolphins at 6-10. The question is, what does that do with Gase? Does that get him fired?
I don't think so. I don't think
Let's say your schedule,
I have us at 9-7 and missing
the
playoffs.
That does not get him fired.
Does not get him fired. And I don't think 6-10 gets him fired either. We might want him to be fired if we're 6-10, but I think.
But how is that 6-10? Are we embarrassed? Is there games that we just look out-coached?
The game, right? I'm sure that we're out-coached and out-played against the Jaguars, you know. But this is the game that we should win that we're going to lose. This is the game that I think knocks us out of the playoffs when we all think we're going to be in the playoffs, right? And this is the game where if it's 6-10 and we lose it, where it's possible that Gase loses his job because we should have won this game. But it has far less meaning in your circumstance than it has in my circumstance.
Right? I don't know. I think in mine has a lot of meaning as we get a better draft choice. I mean,
what was it that used to say when we were good about teams that were rooting for a higher draft choice?
I probably had a bunch of choice words. Yeah, losers and all kinds of stuff.
When somebody's fan wanted, why are we trying to win?
I got news for you. I'm actually thinking of a draft choice now before the season starts. I really don't see this team doing well. Contrary to what everybody wants to say, the Dolphin fans, we lost a tremendous amount of talent on defense. We did improve only in the offensive line.
We only lost one guy with talent on defense.
Well, we lost the best defensive lineman we had.
Yeah.
We had the only guy that we could say was an all-pro on our team.
Is Wake not an all-pro?
I don't know.
He's been an all-pro.
He's been an all-pro, but he's already 35, 36. I know. He's older than Gore.
Yeah.
And I think overall the team is weaker as far as lack of leadership. I don't know. Who is our leader? I asked you the other day, who is the face of the Dolphins?
Right. So I think what Gase is selling to us right now, based on listening to his go-around with the news media, and, you know, they're back to the Dolphins media group. They're actually getting really good at sharing stuff from us. So
good.
As fans, if you watch what they're putting out there, we get a lot better insight into training camp than I think we ever have before. So kudos to them, right?
Okay.
But listening to Gase's press conference, I started doing that when he was a rookie coach, because even Facebook or whatever would put his know that I like the Dolphins and would put his press conference up, and I got in the habit of listening to his press conferences. He keeps selling us that Tannehill is even better than 2016, and that he demanded that Tannehill show leadership, and that he's coming out there and he's being a leader and showing it now, which is one of the criticisms we've always had of him. So can somebody turn it around in a year of holding a clipboard and not just lead by example, but lead like a leader does? I don't know. I need to see it for myself. But I've heard other players say that now, too.
He's a middle-of-the-road quarterback, and that's what he's always been. And that's where he's always going
to
end
up. One of his weaknesses, you know, among the weaknesses he has, he seems to work on weaknesses every year. And one of his weaknesses is that verbal leadership, that get in your face, that can, you know, tell people when they're doing something wrong and get people lined up and make adjustments to the line. If that I see that happening, I'm going to get excited, because it means he's gone up another notch. I mean, if he makes it to the 10th best quarterback or something, you know, who knows?
I don't know. If he could keep it up, if he could end up being in the top 10, Yeah, well, I mean, if we could step it up, I should say keep it up.
I believe that it is possible.
I think
I don't know if it's likely.
I just compare him to the rest of the quarterbacks in the NFL, and again, I'll take 12, 14 quarterbacks before I take him, including the kid up in Jacksonville. I mean, it's just he
Bortles.
Hasn't. Yes,
you like Bortles better.
He's been more of a leader.
He's been farther into the playoffs, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, Tannehill hasn't shown it. Now, maybe this is the year that he does it, okay? And, Scott, one little segment that we always want to do here is interesting but useless facts. And I love these things because, deep inside, I love different statistics and different numbers and facts.
Sometimes you stump me, sometimes you don't.
Well, I want to ask you on this one. The team that we have scored the most points against and the team that has scored the most points against us.
Okay. So even though we have a losing record against the Jets, I'm going to guess that they are the team that we've scored the most points against because I just remember those slugfests, like 48-45 games.
There you go. We have scored 2,274 points against the Jets.
Nailed it.
And which team has scored the most against us?
This one's a lot harder. This one's a lot harder.
Can I give you a hint?
Sure.
They suck.
Yeah, it's the Jets again. Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing. They have that winning record against
now,
us.
Here's the part that's a little bizarre.
And we had those slugfests.
Here's the part that's a little bizarre. Remember the Dolphin number, 2,274?
Uh-huh.
They have scored against us 2,247.
Wow.
So you invert.
Almost identical.
Almost identical, except we are 7-4, they're 4-7.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. Interesting, useless facts.
Yeah, I still remember those, Marino O'Brien games where neither one of us ever had a defense on the field and we just score back and forth.
Knee. I mean, there's so many classic moments, helicopter catch. It just goes on and on. But to me, when I saw those numbers, it just amazing. 2,274 versus 2,247.
Cool.
And it's by far the most on both ends. Even close. Anyway, there we go.
All right. So another fun podcast. I really love doing this with you, Alex. Let's keep doing it.
There you go. It's very positive. Had a lot of fun.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.